Boker Tov Rabotai, today is Yom Shem Shabbat Kodesh, they said the Vayeshev, we are on page Kuf Pedalet on the bottom. Ma'alat HaTzadikim Ba'alei Yisurim. Hinei Rabotenu Yifligu Be'anyan Kabbalat Yisurim Be'emunah. Our sages speak lengthily about the importance of accepting the Yisurim that Hashem sends our way with Emunah. V'lamdu B'Psukim She'en Dai Bekach, Ilaga Yesh Gam Lekabbalam B'Simcha. Not only to be Mekabel Otam Be'emunah, knowing that Hashem sent the Yisurim, but also being Mekabel Otam B'Simcha, meaning an element of thank you Hashem. Not only thank you Hashem for all the good things, thank you Hashem for Yisurim as well. Ve'omnam, hi me'amelachot ha'kashot shebamikdash, aval kabbalah b'yadenu shmi sheyachol lishachnei et atzmo lechaven da'ato ledavar hazeh nikra adam gadol. Probably the greatest challenge in life is being able to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yisurim that He sends to us, especially the hard ones, besimcha, probably the hardest thing in life. You know, everybody has Yisurim, and some people have harder Yisurim than others, and being Mekabel Otam besimcha is excruciatingly difficult. But Chaim Tzion says he has a Kabbalah, he has a tradition. If you're able to do that, that is the barometer for an Adam Gadol. What's an Adam Gadol? Not necessarily how much Torah you know. That's one. But what really makes you an Adam Gadol is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu strikes you down and you take it besimcha, you are an Adam Gadol.
At what time frame? Like, is it during the Yisurim or after Yisurim?
Before, during, and after. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He not send us Yisurim. Ve'al tevienu lidechet, ve'lo lideavon, ve'lo lidenisayon, ve'lo lidevizayon. True. But if Hashem sends it, it is our job to accept it besimcha, and to not let it break our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process. V'yesh le'ez ha'semech miparashat Kriyat Shema. Hine parasha rishona ne'emna bilshon yachid. First parasha of Kriyat Shema is all in the singular. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavecha v'chol nefshecha v'chol ma'odecha. U'parasha shnia, second parasha of Kriyat Shema is fully in the plural. Ne'emna bilshon rabim v'hayayim shamoa tishme'u el mitzvotai. Asher anochi mitzvei etchem hayom. Why is the first parasha of Kriyat Shema in the singular and the second in the plural? ועוד יש חילוק בין פרשה ראשונה לשנייה, שבפרשה ראשונה נזכר בכל מאודיך, with all of your being. In the second parasha of Kriyat Shema it says בכל לבבכם ובכל נפשכם. Stop! Doesn't say בכל מאודיכם. Doesn't say that. ופרשה שנייה לא נאמר בכל מאודכם, וצריך ביאור מה פשר השינויים הללו. What's pshat with these differences? You know that he's setting you up for big pshat right now. You know that, right? You know when you get set up for the assist? This is it. This is Chaim Ben Tzion coming in for the dunk. Lehavdil. You ever get set up? Like, Yuval. Yeah? Nachon? Did you ever dunk? Yes, yes. I never have. Ve'amru b'shem agra, shebi'er al pi ma she'agmara doreshet al ha'pasuk she'ne'emar b'farasha shniyah she'kriyat shema, ve'asavta deganecha. Yeah, everybody knows this famous gemara. To work or not to work, that is the machloket. Yes, between? Rabbi Shmaya and Rabbi Shimon. Yes, he says, מה תלמוד לומר לפי שנאמר? לא ימוס ספרי התורה הזו מפיך. יכול דברים ככתבם. תלמוד לומר ואספת דגניך. הנהג בהם מנהג דרך ארץ. דיבר רבי שמעין, רבי שמעין says, it's true, you have to learn, but you must also plow, work, whatever. That's רבי שמעין. You have to do things that the world requires. רבי שמעון בן יוחאי אומר, אפשר אדם חורש בשעת חרישה, וזורע בשעת זריעה, וקוצר בשעת קצירה, ודש בשעת דישה, וזורה בשעת תרוח, תורה מתה עליה. There's always work to be done. Says Rabbi Shimon, and if you're doing minhag derech eretz, and you're always working, then what? When are you going to learn? אלא בזמן שישראל עושים צונו של מקום, מלאכתם נעשית על ידי אחרים שנאמר, ועמדו זרים ורעו צונכם, וכו'. אמר אביי, so now what's הלכה למעשה? Yeah, what should one do? הרבה עסוק רבי שמעאל ועלתה בידן, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai ve'lo alta biyadan. A lot of people did like Rabbi Shmuel and actually worked and ended up working out. They found time to learn and they found time to work. A lot of people did like Rabbi Shimon, and they said only learning and no working, and what? It ended up not working out so well for them. It sounds like, hold on. ויש לשאול, אחר שהרבה עסוק רבי שמעון בן יוחאי ולא עלתה בידן, אם כן, רבי שמעון עצמו, כיצד עלתה בידו? If a lot of people did like Rabbi Shimon Shita and only learned and waited for other people to do their work, and it didn't work out for them, so how did it work out for Rabbi Shimon himself? Rabbi Shimon himself was the father of the Shita. He led by example. What did he do? He just learned all the time. And what? Parnasa kept on pouring in. How did that work? Had to work for him. והתשובה לזה, כיוון שרבי שמעון היה יחיד, ויחיד יכול להפקיר כל ממונו בשביל כבוד שמיים, אבל אין שייך להורות כן לרבים. Says, interesting pshat. It's not pshat that, does the Gemara say that Rabbi Shimon did it and was rich? Does the Gemara ever say Rabbi Shimon was rich? Rabbeinu HaKadosh was rich. Doesn't say Rabbi Shimon was rich. And therefore what? It's possible that Rabbi Shimon did his shita, and he was mafkir his mamon, and he was extremely poor, impoverished. A yachid can decide to be mafkir all of his money for kvot shamayim, and that's the lifestyle that Rabbi Shimon wanted to adopt, and that's fine. But to paskin that way for a tzibur, you can't tell the whole tzibur, okay, be mafkir all of your mamon. It can be on a hagah for an individual, but for a tzibur, you can't really do that. You can't paskin like that for a tzibur. That's why it says, "Harbe asu kirbi Shimon v'lo alta biadam." That's the diuk. What does harbe mean? Tziburim took on Rabbi Shimon's thing and it didn't work because it's not a hanhaga tziburit; it's a hanhaga yechidit. Ve'alpize, oh, it's so geshmak. It says, "Ve'alpize." Don't you want to give Chametzion a hug? No, be'emet. Mata tzuchek. ועל פי זה מובן הטעם שבפרשה הראשונה כתוב ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך וכל נפשך וכל מאודיך בלשון יחיד. רבותיי, what's בכל מאודיך? All your money. Love Hashem with all your money. Give it all up for him. Who's that? Who's Hashem talking to? מאודיך, יחידים. You want to be יחיד? Do like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, fine. Rabbi Shimon can do it. יחידים can do it. But when it comes time for פרשה שנייה, which is the הנהגה ציבורית, the plural, does it say me'odechem over there? No. Only levavchim v'nefshachim. V'gam mudgash sham b'chol me'odecha. V'akavana limidash chazal, im ne'emar b'chol nefshecha, lama ne'emar b'chol me'odecha? V'im ne'emar b'chol me'odecha, lama ne'emar b'chol nefshecha? Ela im yesh lecha adam shegufo chaviv alav mimamono, lekach ne'emar b'chol nefshecha. V'im yesh lecha adam shemamono chaviv alav mimamono, lekach ne'emar b'chol me'odecha. Two kinds of people out there. People who value their lives more than their money, and people who value their money more than their lives. Yes? Yesh kaelu. There, it's weird, but it exists. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whatever camp you belong to, be willing to give it all up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'al kulam ha-katuv omer ve'avta et Adonai Elohecha. Bechol mamon sheyesh lecha, uvchol mida u'mida shumoded lecha, whatever Hashem gives you, whatever Hashem doesn't give you, however Hashem afflicts you, keep on loving Him. Tohav et HaKadosh Baruch Hu. זו פרשה ראשונה שנאמרה בלשון יחיד, אבל פרשה שנייה נאמרה בלשון רבים, ולא מוזכר שם בכל ובכל מאודכים, כי אנשים רבים יכולים אמנם לעבוד את השם בכל לבבם ובכל נפשם, אבל לא בכל ממונם. Can you tell לציבור, serve הקדוש ברוך with all your heart? Meaning what? With both of your inclinations, יצר הטוב, יצר הרע. Can you tell that to הציבור? Yes. ובכל נפשכם, אפילו נוטל את נפשכם, can you tell לציבור, if הקדוש ברוך הוא, if it comes to that and Hashem takes your life, be willing to give your life up al kiddush Hashem. Can you tell that to a tzibur? Yes. Can you tell the tzibur, all of you be impoverished and serve a kadosh baruch hu from utter poverty. Don't work, give it all up and just learn and daven all day. Can you tell that to a tzibur? No. Die. Be poor. Die, you die once. You get special... Yeah, but you get special kochot for that moment. If it, again, you remember, we spoke about this like a million times. At the end of the first bracha of the Amidah, before the... Umevi goyel ibn evreim, lema'an shemo be'ahava. What's the kavanah by lema'an shemo be'ahava? Meaning, if it comes to that, I'm willing to give up my life, be'arba mitot bedin, l'shem kedushato yitbarach. You get special kohot at that moment to die. But to die, you die once. But to live in poverty your entire life, that's an ongoing thing. It's very, very difficult. אבל לא בכל ממונם. בקל וחומר שאינם יכולים לשמוח במה שהקדוש ברוך הוא מייסר אותם בעד כבודו של מקום. If you can't tell a tzibur to serve a kadosh baruch hu in utter poverty, can you tell an entire tzibur when a kadosh baruch hu sends you yisurim, be happy all the time? It's hard to tell that to a tzibur. וכפי שלמדו מהפסוק בכל מאודיך, הנאמר בפרשה ראשונה שרק יחידים זכו לדרגה זו. ורבי שמעון בר יוחאי היה מיחידים, ולכן עלתה בידו. רבי שמעון wasn't a tzibur, רבי שמעון was a יחיד. And therefore, he was able to persevere in that derech. אך הרבה מהחכמים שעשו כמותו לא עלתה בידם. A lot of other חכמים tried Rabbi Shimon's derech and failed. ובמידה זו של יחידי סגולה בקבלת היסורים, משתבח אהרון הכהן. What other יחיד do we know that was afflicted with יסורים and he accepted it with love? אהרון הכהן. קדוש ברוך הוא took his two sons on the happiest day of Am Yisrael. It's like, להבדיל, can you imagine? You have a double simcha, whatever it is, or like even not a double simcha. You're at a wedding, chatan v'kala, they're dancing, it's great stuff. And then both parents, father and mother of the chatan, father and mother of the kala, right in the middle of the dancing, drop dead on the dance floor. Like during the chasana. God forbid, yeah? Bar minan. What would be the reaction to such a thing? Vatehom kula. That's like too much to bear. And that's exactly what happened to Aharon. And yet, what was his reaction? Vaidom Aharon. That's an haga shel yechidei segula. Shelachar hastalkut banav ne'emar alav Vaidom Aharon. Veketzad zecha lishtok. Ki ha'emik badavar hazeh. Vera'a shekvod shamayim chashuv yoter mikvod atzmo. He says, you're right. It's also embarrassing. Who is the star of the show on the day of the Chanukat HaMizbeach, on the day of the Chanukat HaMishkan? Star of the show was Aharon. For his children to die on the spot, that was embarrassing for him. He says, you know what? Don't worry about my kavod. Kvod Shamayim. What does Kvod Shamayim require of me right now? To be silent, and that's what he did. Lekach lo ikpid klum, vekibel yisurim be'ahava uv'simcha. Uvdor shelanu ra'iti et ha'chasid, Chacham Salman Mutzafi, samuch liftirato. Chacham Salman Mutzafi was a tremendous gaon and mekubal. He is, you know, Chacham Tzion Mutzafi, it's his father. He was a talmid of the Ben Ishchai. Shelamrot ha'isurim ha'kashim shayu lo ba'ota tkufa, lo otzim mipiv shum haba'at ke'ev. Before his passing, he was in terrible, terrible, agonizing pain. Never said a word, never complained, never like, oi, like very, took it. שלא יחשב חס ושלום מבעד ביסורים. He never wanted to be looked at, חלילה, as kicking away הקדוש ברוך הוא's suffering that he sent him. אלא קיבל הכל בשתיקה מופלאה, וזו מידה טובה לבעלי יסורים, שלא יפרסמו את היסורים שלהם לאחרים. If הקדוש ברוך הוא sends you suffering, whatever, חס ושלום, don't divulge it. Eat it, keep it to yourself, don't let it get out. ישמרו את צערם בליבם וצהלתם תהיה נסוחה על פניהם. Inside, you know, keep everything inside and your face should be still a smiling countenance, like the חובות הלבבות says. וכך ילמדו לחיות עם היסורים בשמחה. Learn, train yourself to live with your suffering בשמחה. Obviously easier said than done, but Chacham Ben Tzion was the master. He suffered most of his life. Towards the end of his life he had strokes and he was wheelchair bound, terrible, terrible Yisurim, and he lived this. Smile. How many people do you meet in shul on the street, wherever, and they're smiling, and whatever they go through life, you have no idea what they're suffering through. No clue. And they're able to hold it together. A lot of people can't hold it together, but it's a ma'ala gdola me'od, that in spite of the Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a person, to be able to hold it together, not to fall apart at the seams, and that requires a great deal of emunah uvitachon v'hakadosh baruch hu. Yom Tov.